Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Plus Model Radio, the number one podcast for plus-size women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Monday, June 1st, 2009. If you haven't already, make sure you check out the June edition of Plus Model Magazine with Mia Amber looking fab on the cover. And inside the magazine is a hot, hot editorial of Lisa Scott. She is officially my favorite model. And there's a ton of other great editorials and great articles, so make sure you check out the June edition of Plus Model Magazine by going to plusmodelmag.com. So as always, I've got a great show for you today. Coming up later on the show will be CEO and founder of Seal with a Kiss Designs, Brad Capo, as well as supermodel Randy Graves. But up first is Jackie Christie. Jackie Christie, a Seattle, Washington native, is a model, actress, fashion designer, author, and mother of three. She heads the successful record label Jean Ra Fi Records, and we're going to have to clarify that. I probably just slaughtered that name. And that record label is home to some of the hottest new talent in the business. Jackie, who is married to her husband for over a decade, NBA star Doug Christie, became the second half of the most talked-about sports couple in history. With her committed marriage to Doug, Jackie has not missed a beat in her mission to help people in all walks of life and has just added speaker to her already impressive resume. Their hit reality TV show Committed, the Christies, aired on BETJ for two seasons, and she has launched a new project called Colored Girl, which includes a new book and a much-anticipated clothing line. The approach of this double launch is to instill the feelings of self-worth, beauty, and equality in women of all color, shapes, and sizes. So let's give a warm welcome to Jackie. Hi, Jackie. Are you there?
I sure am. Thank you so much for having me. I'm such a fan of your show.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah.
So let's do a little background for some of my listeners that might not be familiar with you.
Okay.
You were a part of a hit reality show on BETJ called Committed, the Christies. Now, how was that experience?
Oh, that experience was awesome. When we got approached, because my husband's an NBA basketball player, and I'll kind of fill him in a little bit where they say we're controversial because the media has talked about us so much and put so many stories out there, good and not so good, which wasn't true. But they offered us the show, and we decided to do the show so people could judge for themselves and really see into our life. So when we did it, we didn't know what to expect. We had never had cameras 24/7 with us, and it was just so much fun. We actually missed the cameras when they were gone. Even the kids were like, when's the cameras coming back? Because
so the
you
show
get used
is not
to
on
it.
Anymore.
No, it's actually in rerun, so they do show it because it was such a hit with BET, and the people keep calling and requesting it. We are supposed to be doing a season two of it, and we're just waiting. It's in limbo right now, and we're waiting for the BET.
Okay. Now, before we get into your latest projects, let's run down some of your other companies and projects, one being a record company. Now, say the title of that company because I know I messed it up.
Oh, that's okay. You said it really nice. It's Jean Ra Fi.
Okay. And what does that name mean? Anything?
My husband made it up. No, he loves reggae, and I said, okay, what are we going to call our record label when we make it? And it's just real special to him. So he said, we're going to have, you know, young artists, talented people. They got to be fire. And so then he said, genre, and then it just came together, genre, fire.
Okay.
So that's where it comes from, yeah.
Okay, so you have a record company, and you have the Infinite Love Foundation.
Uh-huh.
And what is that, a nonprofit organization?
It sure is, and it goes to empower and instill values in women, children, families. We assist teens with clothing and food, homeless people. It's just so many causes out there, and my mission in life, Shanice, is to help people. So I can't narrow it down to just one. I'm always trying to help wherever I can. So our Infinite Love Foundation means infinitely. There's no limit to what we'll try to do to help people.
Okay, that's awesome.
Thank
and
you.
And then the Infinite Love Publishing is you self-publish all of your books
mm-hmm.
through your own company?
Yes, we did. We had an agent out of New York that came to us after our reality show and after all the stories and so on and so forth, and they said, you guys are highly publicized. You've been in every television show. We want to do a book with you. So we said, okay. So they did the manuscript. They took it around. All the different big publishing houses started bidding on it, and then they said, okay, this is great, but we need something juicier. We need them to tell about other couples in the NBA, you know, guys playing around on their wives and so on, and we told them that's not what our book is about. Our book is going to be about no ordinary love, because we don't have an ordinary love, and the true story of marriage and basketball. We want to tell about our life. We don't know what other people are doing, and even if we did, that's not our business to get involved in that. So once they decided that they needed either us to do that, we decided, okay, you know what, we're going to open our own publishing company and publish our book, and we did, and it's been a success.
Okay, and that's mm-hmm. the better off, because you don't have to answer to anybody, and
yeah.
your own boss.
That's right. That's right.
And so you have one more company, the Infinite Love Productions, and so that's like a film company?
Mm-hmm, that's our film company, and we produce TV shows, reality TV. We've done Christie's Uncut, and it's a comedy spoof DVD that we did 2 years ago. It's fantastic as well, and it was just kind of making fun of all the stories that's out there that the media kind of put out there. We just were showing that you got to be able to laugh at yourself, and we know it's not true, and we're not taking it serious. So we wanted to entertain but at the same time address some of that stuff, so that's what the DVD is all about. But we produce feature films. Everything.
Okay, well, you got a lot of stuff going on already. And you, on top of all that, you have a new project. Now, your background is in modeling and not plus modeling. Let's make that clear. You're not plus size.
Well, actually, Shanice, I am. I'm up 12, 14, and
what?
I'm proud, and I'm proud. I love it. At first, I was a little nervous. I was thinking, okay, what do I do? Because I was, you know, a regular model for years.
Right.
I love it. I love it, love it, love it. I'm confident in myself, and I just, that's who I am, and I embrace it, and that's what Color Girl is all about, all sizes, shapes, colors, nationalities, walks of life, whatever. We're all beautiful colored girls.
Well, all right. I thought you were a skinny mini.
No. And I love it. I embrace my curves, too.
Well, so unlike the fashion industry, you know, mm-hmm. doesn't celebrate all types of beauty. Did your experience when you were a straight-size model kind of help you come up with this idea for your new project?
Most definitely it did, and on top of just the fact that nobody is celebrating true beauty in women, all women are beautiful, and who's out there saying, other than you, Shanice, and I went on all your websites, and I'm like, oh, my God, here's somebody empowering everybody and embracing everybody and telling women they need to love themselves, and it's fantastic to see, and I know Tyra Banks does something similar with her zone camp for girls, but I decided, I said, I want to unite women from all walks of life, from all over the world, in one great cause. And the stigma of colored girl has always been, oh, it's an African-American. It's been a racial connotation to it. I wanted to remove that and say, no, every woman on this earth has color to their skin. There's nobody that's not a color. If they're white, if they're whatever color they are, dark, you know, African, Chinese, we all have color, and we all should be proud of who and what we are. So that's how I came up with it. On top of, you know, I have six sisters, and some of my sisters have always been plus size, beautiful women, always confident, always courageous. And I've always wondered, why isn't society and the media celebrating them? Why are they only celebrating size twos?
Right.
So I thought, this is what I'm going to do. So Color Girl stands for all of that. It encompasses everything.
So the concept is for all girls, even Caucasian girls,
yes.
too. It's
yes.
not just for women of color. It's for everybody.
It's for everybody. And I ask everybody, go to colorgirl.com because they can see the different models we selected purposely for the photo shoots. We wanted models from all walks of life, every different color, every size. And, you know, regular women and everyday girls, because that's who we are. And we need to start celebrating ourselves. And that will, in turn, have men start celebrating us as well, because that's where a lot of girls, you know, they have low self-esteem and they're going, Jackie, you know, how do I meet somebody like you've met, and how can I, you know, have my person treat me this way. And I always tell them, for it starts within yourself. You have to be confident. But you can't expect to get that confidence if you're not seeing anything that looks like you. Every day you pick a magazine up, it's a certain style and, you know, stereotype. And it's like, what about all of us? Where's the beauty come from? Let's start telling each other and showing each other and feeling it ourselves. And we don't need the magazines to tell us.
Right, that's right. Now, your new project, Colored Girl, is composed of two parts. Now, one part is a new book with that title. Now, tell us a little bit about this book.
Yes, it is called Proud to Be a Colored Girl, and I wrote it. It came out on May 12th, I'm sorry, and it has all sorts of stuff. If you get the book, you can learn self-esteem. I talk about my childhood. I talk about friendship. There's a tribute to seven women that inspire me. They're just real women that had real trials and tribulations, because Colored Girl, all of us have been through adversity in our life. We've had accomplishments. We've had failures, and that's what else the term colored means. We have colored past, colored lives, colored futures coming.
Okay.
So
like
it's it, thank you, Shanice. And I'm going fast because I don't want to infringe on your other guests' time, but I'm just so excited to be on your show, and I love everything that you're doing, and I just thought, wow. And so I actually called my guy and said, call her and see if there's any way we could talk and connect, because what she's doing and what I'm doing, we could really do some big things together.
Yes, yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. And so, well, let's talk about the second part of Colored Girl is the clothing line. So
yeah.
Before we get into the details about the clothing line, you are a fashion designer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so how long have you been designing clothing?
About 8 years, and I went public with it about 5 years ago, and I used to just wear all my clothes that I would design and stuff to the games, or my husband would wear some of his stuff. He's a designer as well, and people would always compliment the way we dress, and so some of the wives started asking, will you make me one, will you? And I had always modeled and wanted to design, so I thought, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do it. I have some free time, so I started designing bags and clothing and suits, and they started ordering it, and it just all spawned from there. But with Colored Girl, and I'll make it kind of short and sweet, it's all 100% organic cotton, and it's eco-friendly, and it fits all sizes, and I wanted to make sure that, you know, everybody would be flattered in it, so I didn't just make things that was one cut. So I think everyone will find something they can enjoy as caps, bags, T-shirts, and we'll come out with denim and the rest coming up here pretty quickly. And there's also a third part to it, Shanice. It's a song, and it's titled Color Girl. And if they go to colorgirl.com, just click on Bobby Tinsley. You'll see him at the bottom, and you can hear the song, and it's absolutely beautiful. It tells you, it encompasses everything this movement is about.
And that's one of your artists you manage?
Mm-hmm. That's one of our artists. Yeah, and we chose him, and I said, Bobby, you know, this is what I'm doing, and I really want it. I want a song that I think all women can relate to. And he said, okay, tell me a little more about the movement. I told him, and 2 weeks later, he sent it over from his manager, and I just couldn't even believe it. I couldn't even listen to the whole song before I was calling him and saying, this is it. This is exactly what it is. And when women hear it, they all say the same thing. I love that song. I got to get it. And it's also going to be the lead single on his new album, because it's just fabulous. It's beautiful. I wish I would have sent it to you, Shanice, so you could have heard it.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll have to listen to that after the show is over.
Okay.
So are you going to need models for your new clothing line, or women to be spokesmodels, or because a lot of people listen to this show want a model?
Absolutely. I would love for them to just send in a request to my email, and I'll set it up. I want women from all over the country. So, and I was going to ask you, but I'm just go ahead and do it because you started it, so I'm going to finish it. Would you please be a model for my clothing line, Shanice?
Definitely.
Thank you. I'd be honored. I see you on here, and I'm like, she is so pretty, and all the different ladies you have on here, and just, I was like, I'd be honored. So, fantastic.
We'll have to hook up after the show is over.
For sure.
So, anything else coming up we could be on the lookout for? Do you have, like, any launch parties or anything else?
Currently, we're in Los Angeles. We just arrived today because I'm hosting the Hollywood Black Film Festival tomorrow, Black Women in Film, with Tanya Kersey and that whole series. And we're just down
here.
I'm
going to have to come. You know, I'm in L.A.
Oh, you're in? Okay, fantastic. Yeah, I'm excited. So for sure, I'd love it. So I'm doing that, and we're doing another reality show. We're doing ours will hopefully be coming out. We're working on a feature film. This book just came out, and the project, but Colored Girl right now is the main focus. It's my baby, and it's what I live and breathe, and I just want to empower women nationwide and worldwide.
And tell us the official website so everybody knows where to go for more information?
Go to www.coloredgirl.com.
And you also have your own personal website as well, huh?
Yes, I do, and that's www.jackiechristie.com.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I definitely see how we can cross paths, so
oh my God.
Please stay in touch. And
thank
we'll
you.
Have to go out to lunch or something while you're in L.A.
Oh, for sure. We're doing it, and I will email you later. Thank you so much. I'm going to listen to the show.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So make sure you check out Colored Girl Clothing Line. It's really cute T-shirts up there right now. And I looked at the website, and it goes all the way up to 3X, some of the styles. So it's for women of all shapes and sizes. So that's definitely something that I support. Now, up next on the show is Brad Capo. He is the CEO and founder of Sealed with a Kiss Designs, which is SWAC for short. The company was established in 2006, followed by its website launch in January 2007. The company started as a simple boutique selling clothing made by various manufacturers in downtown L.A., but Brad soon discovered the force in the industry known as Junior Plus, and the fact that there is a lot of confusion about proper size and grading for plus-size clothing. The company began manufacturing very small quantities, and 3 years later, they have an entire inventory controlled in-house from concept to sampling to production. None of their inventory is from China, and about 80% is made in downtown Los Angeles. SWAC Designs is the go-to place for trendy, moderately priced, plus-size clothing. Let's welcome Brad to the show. Hi, Brad. Are you there?
I'm here. How are you, Shanice?
I'm great. Now, did I pronounce your last name correctly?
Close.
Is it Capo?
There you go.
Oh, okay. Good, good. So tell me about your background in the fashion industry. What were you doing before this clothing line?
Well, we had an e-commerce business.
Okay.
And we were doing a lot of business on a lot of different products and channels, and we discovered the very vibrant plus-size niche.
So you saw the need for it in the market.
Yeah, there's a few plus-size ladies in my family.
Okay.
And we talked about it, and we discovered there was a great niche there, and here we are about 4 years later.
And so why did you decide to create a clothing line especially for plus size? Because you don't do smaller sizes, right?
We do not. That's correct. You know, obviously it's an underserved market.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that. And, you know, that's why there's a lot of Internet businesses doing what we do. And we basically determined that there was the market was underserved, and on top of that, a lot of our competitors out there are doing Junior Plus, which, you know, really, I mentioned that it was a farce.
It doesn't fit right, basically.
It's confusing. It's confusing,
right?
Because you could have some websites on the Internet selling a 1X, and if you don't carefully check the measurements, you're going to end up with a large.
Right, and it doesn't fit.
Right, so what we did is we picked up that ball and ran with it, and on our website, every single product is hand-measured. Obviously, we're speccing it out to our manufacturers, and then when it comes back in, before we put it up for sale, we hand-measure every single piece, all sizes, so that plus-size gals out there can make sure they're getting the right fit before they buy.
Mm-hmm. So do you have a showroom that's open to the public, or is everything only available for sale online?
It's truly only available online. We have a warehouse. We're in Los Angeles as well. And we actually do the majority of our business is direct-to-consumer retail. And we have some boutiques around the world, particularly Australia and Canada, a lot of boutiques in Australia and Canada, and a couple in Germany, Switzerland, England, that like our products and they carry them. So we have a pretty good base of wholesale business, but the vast majority is direct to plus size ladies.
Okay. So what types of clothing do you carry for some of our listeners that might not be familiar? Do you have, I know you have casual and you have some formal wear as well?
We actually, there was a lot more competition in the formal wear. So we really don't have much formal wear.
Okay.
We have a few pieces that could be considered formal wear, but it's more like cocktail dresses.
Okay.
We're really focused on casual and work wear.
Okay.
And denim. Everybody loves denim. We have
right.
our denim inventory is growing. And it's really everyday play wear, casual wear. We have a new collection that's launching next week. It should be up online. It's a whole kind of yoga-inspired casual wear, like tracksuits and really cute tank tops and with some nice embroidery and colors going on.
So what is the size and price range of the clothing you carry?
The size is 1X to 6X.
Okay.
And like we like to make a point that it's true 1X to 6X.
Okay.
Our standard spec is about 42-inch bust on 1X, going up four-inch increments from there. And a lot of manufacturers only go incrementally up 2 inches.
Mm-hmm.
So we're basically going double. And naturally, a lot of our business is the bigger range because they have less selection in the 4X.
Right, I was going to say, I know the 4 to 6X, you might almost have those monopoly because there's not a lot of casual plus-size clothing in those sizes.
There's not, which is why we're so happy to be on your show so we can get out there a little bit more.
Right, right.
The price range is, as you said, moderate. We try to keep it really, really affordable. We're not exactly Forever 21 of plus size. It's not like really inexpensive, cheap fabric. We're using really quality, high quality fabrics, and we're using the best manufacturing processes. And
so it's not something that you will wear one time and wash it and it just tears up.
Definitely not.
It's good quality things that will last.
We really take pride in that because obviously if you buy something from us, say you buy a $30 skirt or a $40 dress from us and it lasts, you're probably going to come back. But if you wash it once and it falls apart, you're not coming back.
Right, right. So what's the advantage to manufacturing your own clothes that you feel you have over other companies?
Well, I'm not so sure that we're the only one with this particular advantage. I'm sure that a lot of our competitors have the same advantage.
Mm-hmm.
But what we take pride in is really the measurement and the grading and making sure that we fit each thing on one or two of our fit models before we go to production and really making sure that the fit is right. Being an internet business, which is basically a mail order business from,
mm-hmm.
you know, old school, that's what they used to call it before the internet.
Right.
Obviously, what we need to avoid is people getting stuff and wanting to send it back.
Right.
So we try to minimize that as best we can, and we actually have, I can't imagine anybody has a lower return rate than we do. We actually have a 6-7% return rate, and we also offer 100% satisfaction guarantee. You could send it back for any reason. You don't like the color, you don't like the fit, no problem. We take everything back.
Wow, that's good customer service as well.
We're trying.
So my next question was going to be what sets your clothing line apart from others, but you kind of already mentioned it. Really, it's the fit, and I think, too, just your range of sizes.
The fit and the sizes, and truthfully, we're trying to be unique and come up with some different designs that you wouldn't see on other sites or in retail stores for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
In particular, some of our items that we import from India are very unique that no one has ever seen, And when those come in, those come in and go out really fast. Yeah, so
and
we're
do you have a mailing list people can sign up for to know when you have new things out?
We sure do. We sure do. It's right on the homepage of the website. You can sign up and get an instant 15% savings coupon. And we are constantly once a week we're mailing out a new emailing a newsletter with an interesting something interesting to read as well as something on sale and some
okay.
new arrivals.
So are you ever looking for plus size models to be on your website?
Of course we are. We early on about a couple of years ago we had a contest and found a couple local models here in LA.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had a contest since then, and we're about to launch one. It's on the drawing board. We're about to launch a new website, a whole new look on our website.
Oh, okay.
Which is going live 2 or 3 weeks. End of June at worst, and when we do that, we're going to launch a new model contest, and you know there will be all kinds of prizes and stuff that people can win when they send in a photo for us to review, preferably wearing one of our items.
And so the models would have to be in LA to work with you because you're based in this area, right?
Well, that sure makes it a lot easier, yeah.
Right, you're not flying anybody in for a photo shoot.
Not if we can avoid it.
So do you have anything else coming up that we can be on the lookout for? I know you said you have a new website coming soon. Anything else? I know you have a blog, too.
We have a blog. It's blog.swacdesigns.com. And there's some very interesting stuff there. We do articles. We come up with an article once a week, which are – more often than not plus size related, but
mm-hmm.
not always plus size related, but it's good reading, and our audience, our mailing list has really enjoyed it. I think we have a very low unsubscribe rate. And we do have something else coming up by the end of this month. We're going to be at the Full Figured Fashion Week in New York City.
Oh, okay. Are you going to be one of the designers that's a part of the finale runway show?
We sure are.
All right. Well, that's
yep.
something exciting to look forward to.
We're very excited about it. It's a great opportunity, like I said earlier, to get some more exposure. And the more ladies that come to our site, it's very exciting. It's been very well received, so we're just trying to get our name out there.
And tell us the website again so everybody knows where to go for the clothing.
The acronym SWAC, when I was a kid, my mom taught me that when she used to give love notes to boys, that,
mm-hmm.
that this was way back in the day, that a girl used to put lipstick on and kiss the back of it so it was a lip print.
Right.
The boy.
Right.
Well, a lot of kids these days, they're unfamiliar with that acronym. So SWAK stands for Sealed with a Kiss. So the website is SWAKSwackDesigns.com.
Now, if you put in Sealed with a Kiss, would it still come up, or it's just SWAC?
I think if you Google us under Sealed with a Kiss, you'll find us. There's some other website that's Sealed with a Kiss, probably something naughty.
But it's SWAKDesigns.com.
Correct. Plural. Designsplural.com. That's correct.
And you're also –
you can find us in a Google search. Just search for Sealed with a Kiss Designs or SWAC Designs.
And do you have a MySpace page?
We
I know
sure
you're
do.
On Facebook.
We have Facebook. We got MySpace. We got Twitter. All that great social media stuff that everyone's keeping in touch with these days.
Well, cool.
And all the links to all of our Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter, they're at the top of our blog, which, again, is blog.swacdesigns.com. And there's a link to the blog from the regular site.
All right. Well, good deal. Well,
yeah.
Thank you so much for being on the show today. It was a pleasure talking with you, and
likewise.
I guess we'll have to meet soon. We're in the same area.
We should meet, and I'll be happy to go to lunch with you like the previous lady. We'll have to hook that up.
That sounds good.
All right.
Well, okay, enjoy the rest of your evening.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And make sure you check out Sealed with a Kiss Designs, and their website again is www.swakdesigns.com. They have some really cute things, and as you said, their specialty is the fit. So if you want a thing but you couldn't find it in your size, check them out. And last but definitely not least is Randy Graves. Randy Graves has been modeling since 1998. You've seen her in campaigns for companies such as Lane Bryant, Ashley Stewart, and The Avenue. She has had editorials in Essence magazine and was featured in Essence magazine beauty editor's Mickey Tyler's book Self-Seduction twice. She has appeared on countless morning shows and currently has two national commercials running, David's Bridal in the U.S. and Winners in Canada. Her successful modeling career has taken her all over the world, her favorite destinations being Scotland and South Africa. Most recently, you've seen her looking fabulous on the May cover of Plus Model magazine. Randy is currently represented by Dorothy Combs in Miami and Gardas in New York. So let's give a warm welcome to Randy. Hi. Are you there?
I am. I heard that intro. I want you to walk around with me and talk about me all day. That was so nice. That was so nice. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for being on the show. I'm excited to talk to you because you are like, you know, big time in the plus modeling industry. You got it going on.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
So when you were growing up, were you a confident child growing up?
No. I had my moments, but no, I was overweight and I had issues with that, and I was the youngest and I was spoiled and kind of a bit of a bully. Yeah, because I was the youngest, you know, my sisters bullied me, so I ended up bullying my cousins and one of my sisters. But that kind of turns on you when you get older. And by the time I got to high school, it was just a completely different a field. I would say that's when I started becoming more confident, definitely. Yeah.
And so how did the modeling come about in all this?
Ooh, you know what? I actually love telling this story. I've been doing this since 1998, and my best friend, JR, that I've known since high school.
Is he still your best friend right now?
He is. Well, in addition to my man, who I've been with for a very long time, but yes, JR still is in my life, and we're still BFFs. He dared me to go to some agencies and just see what was going on. He actually knew about the plus-size market before I did. I was still going through my issues with, like, you know, losing weight, gaining weight, not sure where I fit in the world and wanting to do something different.
Right.
So he dared me to go into some agencies, and if I just did that, even without getting someone to notice me, he would buy me dinner. So I did it for a free dinner.
The free food.
Free food, girl. Don't you know it. And how bad is that? And I ended up walking into Wilhelmina was my last place, and that's where I ran into Susan Georget, and a year later I signed with them.
So after you signed, were there obstacles getting your career started? How long did it take you to pursue it before you found success?
Oh, you know, I have to say I was so damn fortunate. Shanice, it wasn't even funny. I was given the option to have them pay for my first test or for me to do it. I chose to do it because my mindset was that first check that comes in, no matter how big or small, I want all that money to come to me. So I paid for my first test. It took a little while to get the money going because I was also going to my local school, community
mm-hmm.
school. I had just left Hampton University
mm-hmm.
and came home to attend school. So I took my time, and I got Macy's as my first job, and it was horrific. I was told to say that it wasn't my first job, and I sweat all the makeup off twice. And then I got in with Lane Bryant. I don't do the campaign anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I do their online work, which is just lovely. It's nice to have a client for so long in and out
right.
of my career. But I was doing the campaign at the time, and then I got the campaign for Lane Bryant, and it just took off from there. There were some lulls, but then it was quite steady for a while.
So you really didn't struggle. You were fortunate.
In the beginning, I was so blessed. I didn't even know it. I didn't even know it until work started slowing down. How fortunate I was. It kind of seemed to just kind of roll with it. I think it had a lot to do with being new, being fresh, being different at the time than the other than my other fellow sisters out there. A lot of girls were with perms and straight hair and extensions.
So you always had natural hair the whole time?
Yeah, that's how I started. You know, I didn't appreciate my hair then. I do now, though.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So do you model full time? Is that your only thing?
That is the only thing I do, and I'm starting to realize how much damn downtime I have, and so I've been working on this book for a long time now, and I've actually been putting more focus into it. Yeah, I consider myself a writer. I consider myself a writer, although I do think I need to publish something that's going to get me paid to do that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, but I do want to do that. I would, you know, that's my fantasy.
So do you consider modeling as your long-term career, or as like a hobby and then you're going to do something else for the next chapter in your life?
Well, damn you for asking me questions I don't want to answer at 9:35 at night. you know, now you sound like my Aunt Shanice. Have you been speaking to her? I don't know. I suppose I should have that more thought out. In my head, how it's working out is that I love this so much, and I honestly believe it fell into my lap, and I was fortunate enough to have the longevity and keep it rolling.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to do this as long as I possibly can. As I'm getting older, I'm starting to realize, oh, wait, you're a model. That kind of means you're pretty. Oh, God, thank you. You know, thank you, God. I'm pretty. Thank you, you know. But so just for the vanity of it, I think I would like to write it out until I'm doing Depends advertisement and commercials, if I could. But how I see it now is I need to get over my writer's ADD and commit to one of these doggone stories and finish it and publish it and put it out. So that's how I see it. But I would love to continue modeling as long as I can. It's fun. I mean, you definitely have your days where you want to kill somebody. You know, like you're thinking, how do I kill the photographer by throwing my heel at him or whatever the case may be. But I first and foremost, I love the money. I know that sounds awful, but I do. Oh, it's so nice. But I love meeting people on a whim. I love how you can connect with someone within a matter of 8 hours that you've never met before, but you spend this concentrated amount of time with them, and you love them.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually remember asking that to Kate Dillon years ago, and we were on a job together, and her and this photographer were talking about how they saw Chaka Khan in England and something about Zed, and I was like, what is Zed all about? And she was schooling me on it, and I said, you know, I was kind of annoyed with her because she was loving everyone and I didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, why do you love everybody? And she says, well, you know, you go on these jobs and you spend a day with them or 2 days or 3 days or a week or 2 weeks, and you develop a relationship with them instantly, or you don't, you know.
Right.
And at the time I was working, but I didn't have, and I probably still don't have the caliber of a clientele and work that she has under her belt. But once I started working more, I absolutely got that. So I love all that stuff about it. I love the flying. I love the travel. I love it.
So in your intro, I mentioned you started modeling in 98. So you've
mm-hmm.
been modeling for a long time. How do you think the industry has changed over the last 10 years?
Damn, you again for asking me that question. I got to think, don't I? you know,
Well, there's a lot more models now, I know.
Oh, please, girl, right? I mean, honey, there is a plus-size fashion show, plus-size something popping up everywhere, which is quite lovely because there are so many girls out there that need positive role models. I don't promote obesity in any sense,
mm-hmm.
but I absolutely promote different body types. But how I feel the market has changed, it kind of goes up and down. There's just a broader market. I personally feel, you know, clientele like Lane Bryant has definitely gotten better with their catalogs,
mm-hmm.
with their models, with their clothing, with how they're marketing everything, and all that plays into the picture. I think like with Maddie and Plus Model Magazine, you know, that's out there. Mode has opened the door for so many other magazines to come into fruition. I think the caliber of girls has gotten better. The clients have gotten better. They, you know, you no longer see a 500-pound woman in a Miu Miu. Like, no one wants
right.
to see themselves that way. It's all about fantasy, and you always want to promote that. As much as it's changed, it's still kind of, it's definitely the same. You know, you still have your clients who say they want someone bigger, they want someone smaller, and they kind of don't know what they want until, you know, something fabulous comes across the page or walks into their door. But as
now,
far
what about
as it,
being a African American plus size model?
No. Oh, you heard that. Oh, the phone's loud. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So do you think that you have the same opportunities as the other ethnicities in the plus market?
Well, the key word there is opportunity. And, yes, I do think I have the same opportunities. Do I think the door is as wide open? Not so much. You know, this is still America. They would, you know, they still have, you know, one or two black girls on the job and five or six white girls on the job. And I don't mean girls in any derogatory sense. I just mean,
right,
you know, in
right.
conversation. But the opportunities are absolutely there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to, like I tell a lot of girls, they can say they want to see this specific girl and that specific girl. And I say that if you can get in on the casting, sassy your butt up in there and show them that they're looking for the wrong girl and you're the right one.
Right, because sometimes they don't even know what they're looking
for. They have
no
idea, girl. You know it. They think they want total Raisin Bran, and what they really want is some oatmeal with some brown sugar. Do you know what I'm saying? You just don't know. And they
right.
sometimes just don't know.
Right. And then the girl next door could also be someone kinky with big lips.
Oh, I like that. That's all right, too. You know, she's got to get down, too, right? Absolutely.
Right.
And there's nothing, because there's a market for everybody.
That's right. So what, out of all of your accomplishments, what are you most proud of from your modeling career?
All of it. Honestly, you know what's funny? I was, you had sent me that second email, like, you know, specific, Brandy, we need this. And I was like, really? I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And I had just dropped my mom off. Today is her birthday. I spent the whole day with her. So that's why my voice is more hoarse than it normally is. My mother can kill me. But I love her to death. On the way back, I was thinking about, you know, what made me not send the second email first. And I was like, oh, it sounded as if I was bragging. But until you ask those questions, I was like, I did do that. Ooh, and, you know, I do have that commercial running in Canada, and I should be proud of that. You know, I've never been ashamed of it, but I've kind of always been like, oh, you know, it's kind of just what I do, and I'm not a celebrity, I'm not famous, and I don't want to be. Girl, I got way too many secrets. A bone could pop out right now.
Well, you have fans. You have
lots
of fans.
Oh, that's nice to hear. Someone loves me. Love me. But I didn't really take stock until you sent me that email, and thank you, by the way, because it made me feel so much better about myself. Not that I was feeling bad about myself, but I was like, you know, you have accomplished something in these last years. They all haven't been wasted on your shoe collection and your wardrobe, you know. But I'd have to say all of it when I look at it on paper, every damn bit of it. I know I did a good job.
So, what advice would you give to the plus size women listening that want to have a long, successful career and be just like you?
If you look anything like me, stay the hell out of my way. No, I'm only kidding. No, seriously. You just have to dream big. Whatever, you know, not to sound corny or cliche, if for whatever reason your dream is to be a janitor at Harvard University so that you can listen in on the classes and get the best education you can, my cat just opened the door, to get the best education you can, then do that. You know, don't let anyone tell you it's impossible, because, honey, I could write a book on the people who are supposed to love me enough to tell me that I could reach for my dreams that said, that's just not going to happen.
Mm.
You know, you're just like, wow, really? You know, you're telling me no? You just have to live for yourself, and the sky's the limit, and just follow it through. You know, I mean, who is it? Oh, God, what is her name? Not Moesha. Help me out here, Shanice. What is her name?
Mm-hmm.
I love her so much, and I probably didn't eat enough food today to remember her name. But Monique. Monique.
Oh,
Monique had that that reality TV show.
Bad Chance.
You know, about, say it again?
Bad Chance.
Yes, you know, where girls and women were bigger than a lot of the plus-size models that they're using. Right now, you know, it's 12, 14, 16 is a really good market to be working, depending on your height
right.
and petiteness and not. But these girls were nowhere near a size of 16. They were more 20s and 22s.
Right.
And they just really show that it doesn't matter what you look like or what you're thinking of yourself. As long as you do think positively of yourself, you can just
right.
achieve anything.
Right.
You just got to have it for yourself and want it bad enough.
So you have anything coming up we can be on the lookout for? I know we said you have two commercials commercials currently in rotation. Anything else exciting on the horizon?
Exciting? Not unless I get drunk and have a breakdown in Manhattan, no.
Uh-oh.
And it's videotape, no. Just still working. I've got my I got my regular clients, and I just like keeping my nose to the grindstone, just plowing ahead. I don't want to be famous. You know, I find it so cool every once in a while I step out of the house and I come home. I'm like, babe. I'm like, I was in the mall and I was buying something and someone said I recognized you from Ashley Stewart, which was a couple years ago, or my David's Bridal commercial, which is running right now. And it kind of freaks me out at first, but I end up walking away with a smile. But as of lately, no, just regular work. I don't have too many editorials coming out outside of the one that Maddie was so gracious to feature me in, which was just lovely. Her husband is an angel. He ended up shooting that. We had another photographer, but we shot on a day where it was raining and it just didn't work out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked with this photographer for many years. He's wonderful, Stanley DeBass. I have to give a great shout out to him. He's wonderful. But you know what? He just the weather being what it was, it wasn't able to give Maddie what she needed. So we ended up reshooting the whole thing with her husband. And he is just an amazing talent, in addition to all the other talent that is out there. So we got some really beautiful pictures, and I just want to give her a shout out. Plus Model Magazine is doing their thing, and she is just fantastic. I love her to pieces.
Yes, we love her. Now, my last question for everybody is usually, tell me your official website, but you don't have a website, right?
I don't. Should I?
You're not even on MySpace or Facebook
or
anything.
Oh, my God, no. I call it My Stock and Fart Book. I don't have anything on My Stock and Fart Book, but I'm thinking I need to, right? I'm actually very good friends with Sage, and she is all over the place. I probably
Sage
need
is on it.
Sage is on it, honey. You cannot take homegirl off of nothing. I love her so much. She's one of my crazy friends, and because I'm a bit crazy myself. But I probably need to pick up the phone and ask her to send me an email saying what I need to do step by step.
Yeah,
I probably need to have a webpage.
Because I was trying to Google to see some of your old tears or anything.
Yeah.
And
oh, that's awful, isn't it? I need to get up on it, don't I?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, well, now I got some fire. I think I will. I think I'll put the scotch down and get on that immediately.
Don't say that. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. You have a fabulous personality. I see
oh,
why.
Oh, thank you,
Shanice. So
I like talking to you. Thank you very much.
And much success with your career. I hope you're modeling for 20 more years.
Girl, I hope it's 60. And just real quick before I go,
okay.
Congratulations on your own personal success. This is fantastic, girl, that you have this up there and running.
Thank you.
If you ever need me to come back on, I would love to. Hopefully before the year is out, I'll be able to come back on to maybe promote a book. Hint, hint.
Yes.
Wink, wink.
Every big campaign, tell me. Since you don't have the website, I have to be the
and
person.
And then I'll have to come back with the book and the website, damn you. I will, okay?
Well, all right. Well, enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you so much, Anish. You guys have a great evening, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So that was Randy Graves. She was fabulous, beautiful, and a great personality. It's always a pleasant surprise to hear someone's voice that you've been admiring for years, so she's awesome. So thank you to all of our guests this evening, Jackie, Chrissy, Brad Capel, and Randy Graves. Tune in next time, and we'll have more Plus Industry professionals with stories to not only inspire you but to keep you connected. Interested in advertising on our show, being a guest, or have comments? Email us at guests@plusmodelmagazine.com. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join the Plus Model Radio pages on MySpace and Facebook. For more information on our show, go to our website at www.plusmodelmag.com. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting Plus Model Radio. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.